This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, he was Khalilullah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved him. So he tested him. In each test, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he proved true to his covenant with Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the job of building his house, the Kaaba. He was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ بَوَأَنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَا كَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَتَحْهِرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكْعِ السُّجُودِ وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, and remember when we assigned to Ibrahim alayhi salam the site of the house, saying, do not associate anything with me in worship, and purify my house for those who circle the Kaaba, the people who make tawaf, who stand in prayer, and who bow and prostrate themselves. Call all people to the Hajj, to the pilgrimage. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel from every distant path, so they may obtain the benefits in store for them and pronounce the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on appointed days over the sacrificial animals, meaning make the sacrifice he has provided for them. So eat their meat and feed the destitute, the poor. The Hajj is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and the tests they faced and passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this so much that he made their actions the manasik, the rites of the greatest act of worship, the reward of which is complete forgiveness from all sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hajj fard on all those who can afford it. And he said, Inna awwala baytin wudiya lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin fihi ayatun bayyinatun maqamu Ibrahim وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, surely the first house of worship established for humanity is the one at Mecca, a blessed sanctuary and a guide for all people. In it are clear signs, and the standing place, Maqam Ibrahim, whoever enters it would be safe. Pilgrimage to this house is an obligation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. upon whoever is able to among the people to do it. And whoever disbelieves, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of His creation. The reciting of the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. The reciting of the talbiyah declares that we are ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without question, because we know Allah and love Him jalla jalaluhu over anyone and anything else. Then we put on the ihram. For the men, 2 pieces of unstitched cloth, nothing else, to remind ourselves of our reality and how we will be dressed when we leave this world. Shorn of all our worldly symbols of wealth and status, this reminds us of the true brotherhood of faith, in which the single adhesive is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone reciting the same talbiyah, everyone making the same declaration, everyone seeking the same goal, which is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah. True brotherhood that transcends all boundaries of color and race and nationality and tribe and social rank. It reminds us of how we all will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day where everyone will get justice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Then we go to the next stage of making tawaf of the Kaaba and praying in the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a place of worship, and He called it one of His signs. We follow in the footsteps of our mother, Hajar alayhi salam, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we emulate her actions in the sa'i of climbing the 2 hills of Safa and Marwa and running between them in the valley. She did it because she was looking for help for herself and her infant son. We do it because she did it. The actions of one woman became the rituals of worship performed by every haji of every race from every part of the world for the last 5,000 years. Performed by all the prophets and all the messengers, and performed by Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. These actions demonstrate the essence of tawakkul, of Hajar alayhi salam. That tawakkul does not mean to do nothing and wait for victory. It means to make effort, the maximum effort, but to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the results. Our arms and legs and back get tired, but the heart is at peace. In Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about the final and greatest test that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam faced. One at an advanced age, when he had finally been blessed with a son that he had been asking and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for decades. And the other one, as soon as he was old enough to walk with his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this. And He said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Then when the boy reached the age to walk with him, Ibrahim said, Oh my dear son, I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you. So look in your heart, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى, what do you see? He replied, Oh my dear father, do as you are commanded. And inshaAllah, you will find me among the steadfast. I always marvel at this conversation whenever I read this ayah, between a 90-year-old father and his little son who is seeing his father effectively for the first time. He was raised by his mother in an alien environment among strangers who didn't even speak their language. Ismail alayhi salam and Hajar alayhi salam learnt Arabic. It was not their language. They came from Phoenicia, from Samaria. They learnt Arabic from the Yemenis who came there. Yet, when his father asked this question, see the answer of total submission that he gets. After all, he was the true son about the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the witness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Rabb ordered him, submit to my will, he responded, I have submitted to the Rabb of all the worlds. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what happened. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him directly. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Then when they submitted to Allah's will, and Ibrahim alayhi salam laid him on his forehead or on the side of his head to sacrifice, we called out to him, O Ibrahim, you have already fulfilled the vision. Indeed, this is how we reward the doers of good. That was truly a revealing, a very severe test. And we ransomed his son with a great sacrifice and blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam with honorable mention among later generations. Today, 1400 years, 5000 years, not 5000 years later, we do the same thing. In Hajj, we remind ourselves that we are enacting a way of life that is beloved to Allah. A life of obedience without question. In the journey of Hajj, we begin by reminding ourselves that one day we will meet Allah in the state that we came into this world without any of whatever we accumulated. We relive the actions of the family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised for their obedience and honored them by turning their actions into rites of worship. Then we sacrifice the animal, symbolizing our desires that are the root of our problems, and emerge from this beautiful ibadah clean as the day we were born. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the one who obeyed him. In every salah after tashahud, in Durood Ibrahim, we mention the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam and we send salam on him and his family. We are in the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah. The blessed 10 days which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by these days where he said, Wal Fajri wa Layalin Ashr, by the dawn and by the 10 nights. Ibn Abbas, Ibn Zubayr, Mujahid and others, Rahmatullah alayhim wa Ridwanullahi alayhim, they said that this refers to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported that Rasulullah said, there are no days in which righteous deeds, good deeds, are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in these 10 days. In another place, with slightly different wording, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated, which means there is no deed, there is no action more precious in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor greater in reward than a good deed, any good deed done during these 10 days of sacrifice. The people asked him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not even jihad for the sake of Allah? And he said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, except in the case of the one who went out to fight, giving himself and his wealth in the cause of Allah and did not return. Means shaheed. These texts and others indicate that these 10 days are better than all the other days of the year without any exception. Not even the last 10 days of Ramadan. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better because they include Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. And this is how in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi reconciles the different narrations. Among the best deeds to be done during these days is fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, chose fasting for himself. And in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, Allah says, all the deeds of Bani Adam, of the son of Adam, are for him, except for fasting, which is for me, and I am the one who will reward him for it. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. And this is in Bukhari. It is sunnah to fast on the 9th day of Dhul Hijjah. And the hadith of Rasulullah, he said that I hope from Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all minor sins for the year preceding that and the year following that. It is of course not expected for the Muslim to deliberately commit any sin. This refers to those things that happen by accident or without our intention. Rasulullah himself used to fast all the 9 days. From the 1st to the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is Yawmul Eid. So it's a good thing to fast all the 9 days. If you have fasted, alhamdulillah, good for you. If you have not fasted, start from tomorrow anyway. It is sunnah to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, tahmeed, alhamdulillah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, and tasbih, subhanallah, during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and to say it aloud in every place where it is permitted to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a proclamation of the greatness of Allah. Reviving aspects of the sunnah that have been virtually forgotten brings immense reward. As Rasulullah ﷺ told us, whoever revives an aspect of my sunnah that is forgotten after my death, he will have a reward equivalent to that of the people who follow him without it detracting in the least from their reward. And this is in Tirmidhi. I remind myself and you to do more good deeds in these days. Do extra ones. Don't waste time in useless arguments and debates about moonsighting or anything else. Keep hearts together and brotherhood intact. Keeping hearts together and brotherhood intact is far more important than winning arguments. Whoever is doing whatever they are doing it with their dalil, alhamdulillah. It is not your job and my job to sit in judgment on them and say, you are right, you are wrong. You look after yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after them. We who have not gone for Hajj should occupy ourselves by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing extra nawafil, more prayers after fard, tahajjud, making dhikr, reading Quran, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua, giving charity, honoring parents, upholding ties of kinship, enjoining what is good and forbidding evil, amar bil maruf wa nahi al munkar, and all other good deeds and acts of worship. One of the most important things to do during these 10 days is to repent, is to sincerely make istighfar and tawbah, and to give up all kinds of disobedience and sin. We know what we do better than anybody else, so change that. Repentance means returning to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, with deep regret for what has passed, giving them up immediately and being determined never to return to them, but to adhere firmly to the truth by doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Let us purify our earnings and our food, because we don't know when we will die. Fulfill the rights of others and return people's trusts to them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive the person until the one he wronged forgives him first. So seek forgiveness before it is too late. Finally, the best deed to do on Eid al-Adha or Yawm al-Nahar, the day of sacrifice, is to sacrifice an animal for the sake of Allah. The sacrifice, the udhiya or the qurbani, is wajib on anyone who is liable to pay zakat, even if he became eligible for zakat on that day. The blessing of that, the barakah, is for the whole family. The time for sacrifice is after the Salatul Eid and not before. Finally, on the day of Eid, which is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, it is mustahab to bathe and wear good or new clothes and go to the prayer of place of prayer, reciting takbir, and to continue to do that until the imam comes to start the prayer. Please do not pray tahiyatul masjid when you come for Eid Salah. The Eid Salah has no iqamah and is followed by the khutbah of Eid, which is very important to listen to. So please don't get up and start talking and walking away after the salah unless there is an emergency. Continue to remain seated and listen to the khutbah and make dua, and then get up and meet and greet your brothers and sisters before you go home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to do what pleases Him, especially during these days, and to continue that during the rest of our lives. Let this time be a time of transformation, not a time of episodic action which reverts to default when the time passes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the path of those who have gone for Hajj and honor them as His guests and make them our intercessors when they stand in Arafah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover them with His mercy and accept their du'as and give more from His bounty. May they be counted among those about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith in Ahmad, Musnad Imam Ahmad, the Sahih hadith, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to His angels of the pilgrims on the day, afternoon of the day of Arafah, saying, look at my slaves coming to me disheveled and dusty. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives more people than He forgives on the day of Arafah. Let us, we ask Allah to make us among those who will be forgiven before that and on that and after that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and the ability to make Hajj again and again. May those who have not done Hajj complete that fard. Make sure that you complete the fard which is Hajj. We make, a lot of people I know make Umrah. Alhamdulillah, good for you. But Hajj is fard, Umrah is nafil. So make sure that you do your Hajj as soon as you are capable of doing it, and do not die without having done Hajj, even though you could have done it. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who dies without doing Hajj, even when he could have done it, will be resurrected with the Yahud and Nasara. So let us not fall into that trap. Sometimes people wait until they are old. No old. As soon as you are eligible, go and do Hajj. By the time you get old, do Hajj a million times. Who knows? Allah, if Allah gives you, do Hajj every day. Every year. But make sure that the one Hajj which is fard, it's a rukun of deen, it is fard ayn on the individual. Make sure that we complete that. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يضل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا السلام